You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Ay, papi!
Let's go.
Vamos, let's go. Welcome to another Prem show recorded live on Twitch, July 27th, 2021.
Hey, everybody.
So excited to have you guys back.
What? It may be 90 degrees outside, but it's way too hot right here on the Cooligan.
So thank you for tuning in to another Prem show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest. It also happens to be the most sleep deprived and deep voidness.
Yeah, our voices look like, we got into a shouting match with each other. We've right. been through a lot, you know. Alexis and I had to recreate, what was that movie with Scarlett Johansson and the dude when he punches through the wall?
I was gonna say Lost in Translation, but I don't think that's what that is.
No, it's not Lost in Translation. What's the? I forgot the name of the movie. Anyway, it's about marriage or whatever. From Star Wars. I forgot his name too. Anyway, so yes, we are exhausted because we have been in Florida. You know how
a lot changed. Something like this was like 2019 Cooligans. We had to be in the same room for what, 3 days?
Yes, right? Yes.
We did a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And Gully Squad podcast, an exclusive that you definitely want to check out. If you're not in Gully Squad, now's your time to join. We did.
We spoke wild open, you know?
It got greasy or oily, as they say in the chat.
That podcast is a child of Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
That podcast has not showered in weeks, okay?
Although it's about to because there's a whole lot of dirt in there, you know what I mean?
So go check that out if you have not joined Gully Squad. Gully Squad is our our supporters group, our like Patreon for people who want to help support the show, help it grow, and we have a really dope Slack channel. The link is in the chat right now if something that you're interested in, and you were right about nutmeg.
There we go. So how do we get the exclusives, by the way? I joined and never figured out how to get those. Crimson Pizza wants to know.
Oh, okay.
You should have gotten an email.
You should have gotten an email with the link of like how to join the Slack and how to get all the exclusive. But if you don't have any of that, just like send me a DM and I'll sort you out. So I'll see if you say, can I use my 20,000 Gully Bucks to join Gully Squad?
Unfortunately, they're only accepted here on Twitch.
Yes, it is. Cryptocurrency only works on this platform.
The exchange rate is not good. You know? It's not our fault. It's all types of lending and inflation, and that's me. Okay. Mostly.
Yeah, a lot of financial terms that you wouldn't understand, but you know, it's not a big deal.
Nick Lage said, was there something in the Slack about it?
Yes, in the general tab of the Slack, Glenser said,
which should alert everybody.
Yes, so you should see it there. The link is right there. Click on the link and you just log in with your Moon Clerk account and it'll work right there. So, and if you have any trouble, just hit me up. Okay. So shoutstous.com. If you have not joined Gully Squad and it's something that you're interested in, feel free to do that. Okay. Jay Hicks said, Gully Bucks to the moon. That is correct.
Let's go.
So we were in Florida. Is that where I think that's where we should begin.
That's right. We were in Orlando.
In Orlando. Yes, we did do that podcast. But I mean, it was really an incredible time. And we have to start with you know, if anybody's not aware, the Florida Cup is what it was supposed to be was. And we talked about this last week. It was supposed to be Everton, Arsenal, Inter Milan, and Millonarios.
Which sounds like an incredible competition, right?
Of course. We were like thrilled to hear that. I'm the Everton fan. Alexis, the Arsenal fan. It was going to be.
RCAB said, how was the Arsenal game? You son of a bitch.
How dare you, you know, reopen those wounds? So that's what it was supposed to be. And obviously, if you're paying attention to the news, paying attention to our show, Inter Milan and Arsenal dropped out. They had issues. They had positive COVID tests. They were worried about, for obvious reasons, about going to Florida, you know, which is the Wild West of COVID. We don't know everybody. Nobody.
They're like, if we pretend it ain't real, we ain't got to worry about it.
So
what's that? What's that sore on you? I don't know. I got no STDs, baby.
I don't know, but I'm going to shoot it off of my gun.
Never been checked. Now give me a rifle so I can shoot it off.
So they dropped out, and it is what it is. So that affected our plans on if we were going to go. We ended up going, and it was such a great experience. And they replaced Inter Milan and Arsenal. Why am I forgetting? I'm like, what's that club? Whatever.
You mean the one of the shirt I'm wearing right here?
They replaced them with Pumas, UNAM, right, from Liga MX. And
right, with our friend Sebastian Saucedo.
That's right. And they replaced them with
Atlético Nacional.
Inter Milan with Atlético Nacional from Colombia. So Millonarios and Atlético Nacional are going to play on Wednesday. And Everton is going to play Pumas on Wednesday as well in a doubleheader. Get tickets to the second game. At the Florida Cup, if you are in the Orlando area, in the Florida area, I mean, you're interested, there's still, you know, a bunch of tickets left. Everybody there was like super cool, really supportive. We went to emceed. Hey, Nick Lage, what's up? Thank you.
What's up, Nick Lage? By the way, that Atlético Nacional versus Millonarios match is probably going to be crazy. No. And the only reason I say that is because at the Everton versus Millonarios match, the Millonarios fans just continuously chanted about how, like, disrespectfully about Atlético Nacional.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that match is going to be pretty wild.
Yeah, they kept saying Atlético Nacional basically are sons of bitches over and over. Yeah. And they're not even there, and they just keep saying it over and over. It's almost
not there.
It's almost like when. Going to hockey games, I used to always go New Jersey Devils. That was like my team, right? And every time, no matter who the Devils played, would always yell Rangers suck at the game. Doesn't matter who the opponent is, you always make sure that you yell that during the
game.
That's
like Arsenal matches. Someone will always yell stand up. If you hate Tottenham, stand up. And like Watford is playing us, like, I mean, at least disrespect us. We're here, you know?
Also, if you said going to NYCFC games and yelling Red Bull suck, right? That happens as right. Well.
Columbus Crew sitting there feeling disrespected.
So let's talk about.
Nick Lage said going to a Red Bulls game and yelling 7-0. Yes. Okay, so you guys get what we mean.
Okay. You're bringing up these examples are going too far. So.
In fact, can we ban 7-0? It's going along good.
The funniest, I don't give credit to the Rebels, sorry. The funniest 7-0 was a joke I ever saw was at Rebel Arena when a fan dressed as a ghost. Where that says 7-0 on it, and it was like the ghost of 7-0 or whatever, and he was just dancing around the stadium, which is very funny.
I've seen that for 2-0 against the Mexican national team.
Okay, well, dos is like not as much of a nightmare as 7. I mean, 7 is
yeah, but when 2-0 happens more than once, like okay. That 7-0 will never happen again until we do it to them.
FanXY said,
"You hear me, especially with this voice."
FanXY, thank you for the sub. Happen. No, it said no nutmeg with the sub. When nutmeg comes back, I got an IOU nutmeg, so we'll get you.
Colo Blanco says I would ban 5-0 as well.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes.
Well, 5-0. So Colobank, wait, Inter Miami just suffered a 5-0 loss, right?
That's what he means.
Yeah, yeah. But also, Orlando City suffered a 5-0 loss to NYCFC just the other
day. That's
right. Everybody, you get a 5-0. You get a 5-0.
Everybody catch an L, baby.
Whole five of those.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Elaine's going to make coffee, so you might hear a coffee machine. Okay.
Yeah, no, tell her don't worry about it. We're not recording a podcast and doing a Twitch show at the same time. Look, sure. I hope she has to grind the beans.
This is the new era of everybody's the work from home generation. Okay.
I like how you covered part of the scarf behind you and it just says shouts. Hey, yo, shouts.
That's right. I got I'll talk about that in a moment. I got a bunch of dope Everton gear that was given to me. Yeah, it's also strange because this is the first time I got the box braids on here, so it looks like I just went to Florida. Like I went to Disney, came back with
you. Look like you went on a cruise. You look like you went on a cruise to Jamaica.
But there was literally like even on my flight, there were probably 12 little girls that left like Disney and with the same hair. You know what I mean? Like white little white girls.
Right, and she's like, "Did you like the teacups?"
Anyway. Ossie said we won't be able to hear it over nutmeg barking the coffee machine.
But might I add, you don't hear shit out of my side. Nothing happening in this box.
Okay. Yeah, but just because Alexis and his wife just refuse to be around other human beings or just literally anything else. It's just like, I'm just going to stare at you for the rest of my life and no one.
Bruh, I found the one. Okay.
Okay.
I don't need to add no dog to this.
Okay.
Nicholas said, until D comes in and asks what they were ordering for dinner. Actually, that's true. The ASMR from my apartment is yelling at me.
That's where the shouts come from. All right.
Yeah. Or until Alexis needs to open the door for his wife because she probably also forgot her key today. So,
okay. We got the coffee machine and nutmeg barking. So it is.
Here we go.
Okay. It's like, you know how you do when you're taping like a TV show or something, you get like the environment sound of New York and all
the room tone.
And room tone is a loud bark and coffee beans being grinded.
Hey, Colo Blanco.
We got the hype train going. So, okay. So let's keep going. So Saturday, July 24th, we host the 5v5 game at Rollins College. Ambient noise. Yeah, ambiance. Okay, so we host a 5v5 game, and this is a all-star game.
It's like a Legends celebrity match, which, you know, look, I'd be lying to you if I told you it was like Kaká and a bunch of dudes who you're like, no, I've heard of you.
Right.
Cool. Kaká's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people.
And Giles Barnes.
And Giles Barnes. And Falcao.
Miguel Gallardo was awesome. Falcao was great. Actually, Falcao was it was wild to see just Falcao. Cause like I've seen like videos where like Neymar's like walking, you know, cameras around the neighborhood he grew up in, or the neighborhood he says he grew up in from some of the rumors I've heard. a lot of the times he gives a lot of respect. He's put Falcao on camera multiple times. And if I'm not mistaken, Falcao's won over 100 championships.
That's a lot. You could take a quick if you guys want to see what a quick clip. This is it from that's Falcao. He's the futsal legend. So we're emceeing this game, and so it's us two on mic. It is Kaká. It is Falcao, it is Miguel Gallardo, the Orlando City. He used to be the goalkeeper, but he's now the announcer.
Who's so much fun, by the way.
Was Rivaldo there? Rivaldo was not there. But this is, it was really, really cool, man. I mean, it was a very, Maicon was there, Emerson, like just all these Brazilian legends. I remember a lot of them from like FIFA. And it was surreal, and obviously Kaká really obviously the biggest like figure there,
especially since we both passed the ball to Kaká.
We're on the sideline, the ball's bouncing around, it goes out of bounds, over the touchline, gets to my foot. Kaká is going to do the throw-in. Who passes it right to him? Boom. On target. Right foot. I'll see you be asking with left or right foot. Right-footed pass to Kaká. I'm holding the microphone. As soon as he receives the pass, I go, oh, my God, I just passed the ball to Kaká. Right?
Yeah. On microphone.
On microphone. Everybody needs to know how happy I am about this achievement, this accomplishment in my life. Uh-huh. It's on the top of my resume, okay?
Yeah. It's on the CV, folks.
Okay. It's on the cover. The cover page is simply the I completed a pass to Kaká 4,000 times, okay? Uh-huh. So, Skeeter, you said 100% completion rate. You're the GOAT, Christian. That's right. Uh-huh. And
you're the new Pedri.
Okay. Everybody's talking about him. Right?
The hot new thing in soccer. And by the way, I mean, I also want to stress, like, 60% of the audience was Brazilian, didn't understand a word we were saying. Mm-hmm. But we're having a good time. We're on mics and we do what we normally do, which is people who hire us to do things like this will hand us a large amount of information and we don't read it and we just go off the top, right? That's what we like to do.
Off so, the dome, okay?
Right? We came to freestyle, baby. I'm not doing any of my old stuff. Okay. I'm not doing the hits.
I beatbox while Alexis tells jokes, all right?
That's what we do. So we're just going crazy on microphone. Like every time Kaká would walk by or run by with the ball, I'd be like, hey, you want to take a selfie on microphone? No?
Right.
Okay, maybe later. Like, we're doing all these things, and people are laughing. We've got people behind us that are laughing. We've got kids that are laughing, and parents are like, what are you laughing at? You know, the kids are explaining to them that there's two idiots on the microphone right now saying things they don't understand because we're in English. So we were messing with Kaká the whole time. And Christian got to pass the ball to him, and I was a little jealous. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the ball comes to me off of someone, like, cleared it. And I got it, and I look up, and I pass it to Kaká, who was not the person who should have gotten the ball, nor was it the person who kicked the ball out. But I wanted to pass the ball to Kaká.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You need to add that, you know, that same experience. It couldn't have just been me. I mean, that would have been the end of our show.
Yeah, I would have been like, you're never allowed to talk about this, and if you bring it up once, I'm out. But we both got to pass the ball to Kaká. Christian's was a bit more, you know, important because he was the one who was going to do the kick-in from the out-of-bounds. Mine was just like, he's like, why'd you pass me the ball? And I'm like, because I wanted to, all right? It's a completed pass. I don't care if it was a bad pass.
Yes, and this is the photo that we got to take. I mean, maybe 400 people asking for photos with Kaká, and we were just like, there's no way we're leaving here without a photo with Kaká. It would be impossible. But couldn't have been kinder. Super, super nice. He
really is a sweet, sweet man.
Kind and genuine with every fan. Like, I mean, he lives in Orlando. He is, like, you know, very much part of the community. I'll say, Alexis is definitely photoshopped there.
Yeah, I don't look like I'm there for some reason. He's 100% right. And Otik Ramu said Kaká was open. His fault for being open. He got the pass.
Skeeter, you said, I played soccer with Lautaro Martinez. I met him and the Argentina team training at UCLA. Whoa!
That's huge. Okay, and also, he might be going to Arsenal, so that's pretty dope.
Okay, that'd be a good move, I think.
Maybe you're the one who taught him the moves that got him on Arsenal.
So Kaká was super nice. The game itself, we're gonna get like some clips and make a bit of a video. We filmed a bunch of stuff that'll be available soon. So follow us on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans to make sure you don't miss that. But super, super nice. And then I also saw Alexis left. Florida. He left Orlando on Monday morning. I stayed because there was a couple other events that I was going to go to. Alexis was going to a wedding.
Going to my buddy's wedding, which I barely got to, but I got to.
Yeah, congrats Casey and Robbie. Casey Ballstrom, Robbie Slovic.
Yeah, Robbie Slovic.
Hilarious comedians that you should both.
Legitimately the funniest vows
okay.
I've ever been a part of.
That's awesome.
So good.
I told you I went to Dan Mintz's wedding and Margie and they had hilarious vows. And John Mulaney was the officiant.
Wow.
Yes. So that was also the fun, one of the funniest weddings I've ever attended.
You want to pick up those names you dropped, my guy?
Anyway, Kaká, I see him on Monday at the foot golf event. I forgot what part of Florida, what part of Orlando. It was like 30 minutes south of downtown Orlando.
I think it was hot. That's what it was. It was
very, very hot. If you go to our Instagram stories, I posted all the videos of how I did in foot golf, and it was mostly okay. And then I had a double bogey that was brutal. That Oof. Really missing some easy putts.
But you're like, why is he doing a run up?
But Kaká, he saw me at the tent and came up to me.
Uh huh.
And he said, "Hey, how's it going? Good to see you again."
And he dapped you.
And he dapped me up. Hit me with one of these. We have our own handshake now, me and Kaká, right?
Yeah. It's him just doing a handshake and you holding on for too long.
He's doing a handshake and I'm like, for some reason, I'm embracing him from behind, you know?
All CAB said, "Did he call you Alexis?" I think very hard to confuse us.
So just a surreal moment, right? Like getting to meet these absolute legends and... Then on top of that, Everton, got to see my Toffees play in person. And it was, they played against Mi Unarios, and it was a challenging first half for the Toffees. It was.
Altic Ramu said, "Wow, you must have had a great pass before the day before." He remembered.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, I couldn't have, you know, that was the key pass that unlocked the defense."
Really, chances created. The chance to meet you again. That's the chance that was created. Jay Hicks 6 says, "All right, please let go." What's up, Freddie? Freddie Arcon. We're just talking about who we got to meet and hang out with at the Everton versus Mi Unarios match. Now, Christian, what was it like for you to finally see your boyhood club that you picked about 5-6 years ago? finally get to see them live.
Malix 18. Thank you.
Shouts to Malix.
Much appreciated. So getting to see Everton for the first time, I don't know how you felt when you got to see Arsenal for the first time, but there was a little bit of... It was a little bit sentimental. It was like a little emotional. What affected me more wasn't seeing the actual team play, but it was like seeing all the supporters being amongst. I've never been around that many Everton supporters. You know,
it's not that you don't realize how serious the fandom is, but it gives you like an elevated appreciation for how deep it runs, right?
Right. Oh, Malix 18 just said hello from Spain. Hola, Malix. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? ¿O cómo estás? Just feel a little bit more, just to pander a little bit. You know how it is.
The
Aussie AB said, "Did you recognize any of the players or was it the B team traveling?" No, it was very much the A squad. The only missing players were the players who were in international competitions, Euros or Dominic Calvert-Lewin was not there. Yerry Mina was not there. He had just recently played in Copa America. Malik said, "Hola, hermano. Ajaja, no se te da mal el español." No, porque hablo español. Eso por qué. All right. No es castellano. But it's. I hope it's enough, and I hope it's suitable enough for you know. For
No. Nosotros hablamos castellano.
You know what I mean. Just the.
Yeah.
We have. I'm Dominican.
I definitely don't know Catalan.
No, it's not good.
Last time I went to Barcelona, I was like, "What is this, German? What y'all talking?" I'm sorry. I might have been handed a Portuguese menu. Por favor, español.
So DC, OCB said DCL could use the game time. You know what? I agree, but you know. He was training with England. He deserves a break. Glenster said, "So how many Everton fans came out from under their stairs to show up?" I mean, come on. We're not hilarious. Trolls.
No. Hilarious.
It was a cool experience. Obviously, if Arsenal had been there, it would. I imagine the place would have been you know, pretty packed. But they were,
they do have a bigger fan base in the U.S. for right. sure.
And but there were a lot of Everton fans, a lot of Millonarios fans, and also shouts to Millonarios, because not only was the team really, really good, but the supporters, they had a gigantic tifo. It felt like it was what you were in Colombia watching a game. It was really, really cool. And all the Millonarios supporters who were from like different places in Florida and all around the country were there, put on an incredible show. I mean, Millonarios were like really, really good. I mean, I think that shocked Everton a little bit, because some people were saying that it was like the heat and the humidity in Florida, that it took some time to adjust, because that first half, yo, Everton, they couldn't possess the ball. They were looking slow. You know, Millonarios were just absolutely dominating. There was a winger that was just eating Lucas Digne alive. And
bro,
they just couldn't.
They came to play. Millonarios was like, who? Nah, we came here to play Arsenal. Let's body this small club.
Yo,
That's how it felt.
It was intense. And then second half, and look, they had their A squad. I mean, Ben Godfrey was starting. I forgot the exact starting lineup, but James started. Andres Townsend. Good side that one of my best friends, his childhood club is Millonarios. And when I told him I was going to go see the game, he's like, bro, you are going to watch Everton destroy my club, because they are it's a Premier League team. And it was the complete opposite. Nick Leigh said, who coached Rafa Benitez, if you're asking
about
Everton?
Yeah, Rafa Benitez was there. We were close to him, and then we were told this section is closed. You need to move.
That's true. Glancer said DCL was jumping into pools on unicorns with England. That's right. You know, it takes a lot out of you. All right. Let's not downplay. You know, you could suffer a real injury flowing on those
and
unicorns.
Also, who are you to judge their training? Okay.
Okay. If that's how he feels it will improve their play, who's to say he's wrong? Okay. He got him to the European Championship final. It was like a bit emotional getting to see the team. You know, we were right by on the side with Seamus Coleman.
Right.
One of my favorite players and been at the club for a long time. Awesome to see. And honestly, also, James, getting to see James up close was also really, really dope. I mean, the Millonarios in that first half were the better team, and James didn't get the ball that much, but Moise Kean was there. They were still figuring things out and playing against, you know, a team that definitely really had a lot more to put on display. Millonarios looked like, yo, we're gonna take this game really seriously. We don't get to play Premier League teams very often, and they really showed up. What should we say? That might be James' game for the season, given his injury track record. I hope not. I mean, he looked all right, and the Colombian fans there were absolutely stoked to see him.
Really cool moment at the end of the match when a child ran onto the pitch to go hug James. And, you know, it's an American kind of college football, NFL-y type stadium. And these large, burly security men jumped on. Maybe I honestly counted about 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
Started running towards this child, a young child, maybe 12, you know. And James hugged him, and he just put his hand out, and they all stopped.
Yeah.
On some, like, you know, Magneto. I don't even know if that's, like, a good reference. But, like, something like that, like. And he just hugged the child, spoke to him for a few minutes, and then kind of started walking with him and told him, it's like, it's okay, you can leave. So the child kind of like ran back to where he went, and then security chased after him that way. So we hope the kid's okay.
And Crimson Pizza just said, and that child was named Christian Polanco.
Right. All I saw were braids fluttering in the air.
And when I told him, like, you're my Besitos 11.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you now.
Okay, sorry for the violence.
Yeah, I hope the cameras aren't on us. But yeah, imagine I just turn around, I'm like, oh, Christian, you see that shot? Christian, where'd you go?
Dimitri said, me and Yus were also game ready. Colombia season is on. Everton just getting started. Correct. Yeah. They
still, though, they really took it to them. Like, at one point, I was like, because this is like Everton's mostly A squad. I would say A1A.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, yo, they might be getting bodied a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
They gave up a goal. They gave up the first goal off a set piece. And it's interesting the way everybody was talking about it, even like in my Everton group chat where like, you know, some people were like, the first goal went in. They were like, Rafa out. We got to get him out of here.
Yeah. Dude, they flip so quickly.
But then, you know, it, and other people, you know, maybe more rational people were saying like, you know, it's a set piece and preseason, like the new manager hasn't really kind of instilled philosophies yet and people are going to make mistakes. After they gave up that first goal, it looked like it could have been, it would be an embarrassing evening for Everton. And then second half, I think the star of the show probably had to be Damari Gray, the new signing for Everton. Came over, he played at Leicester City before, but he came over from Bayer Leverkusen, and he just changed the game. He's just like in the midfield. They were trying something different. They had Tom Davies playing on the wing as an attacking winger. And wow, that is never going to work. It really did not work then.
It looked uncomfortable for everyone involved, including him.
He was like, why are you putting me out here? But
why am I so far out here? And also, it was very hot.
Yeah, it was.
And I think me and Adios are probably a little bit more familiar with that type of weather.
Crimson Pizza, how's Christian feeling about Rafa? I'm feeling fine. I think he's going to be judged on the results. I don't think, you know, he hasn't had a strong team, and in recent memory, his resume is not the best. But I think he has a better team, especially better than Newcastle. And I think he can do a little bit more here. I'm hoping he can get the players to buy in, and hopefully I want James to stay. There's always that rumor that he's either going to leave or, you know, he wants to, maybe he doesn't want to play for Rafa or whatever. I hope that's not the case. That's my main hope. So I'm feeling how I'm feeling. I'm feeling, let me give him a dozen games and then ask me again. That's how I feel. Okay.
Jorge 831 ATX1 said, Millonarios fans in Central Texas say they get South American vibes from Austin FC supporter section, which I will give them credit. Austin FC supporter section looks great. A lot of music, a lot of jumping, a lot of dancing. Very unified. Looks really great.
Yeah.
Aussie AB says 1-1, 10-9 on pens. How bad were the penalties? They weren't great. You know, I think the Millonarios keeper.
Wait. The penalties, you mean the goalkeepers or the penalties themselves? If the penalties were good, if they made the penalties.
Sure, but I think it's just because the goalkeepers both just kept jumping in the same direction over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I said, one of us is going to flinch first. And it turned out to be Millonarios. But I think worse than everything was the announcer.
Yeah, the announcer was...
This was a shining example.
The in-stadium announcer, not the in-stadium broadcast announcer.
If you were to look up American announcer, that he's the Ted Lasso of announcers. he just didn't get it. He yelled goal after every penalty kick. He called him James Rodriguez.
It is, yeah, the brutal, just like stereotypical Americans talking about soccer, like where the criticism from Europeans would come from. This guy was the epitome of that.
And what I think is probably, and also he switched from Millonarios to Millonarios back and forth.
Millonarios sounds like a cereal that I want to have.
Oh, I love General Millonarios.
There was a really funny, so keep talking about the in-stadium announcer, but the broadcast announcer also had a ridiculous moment that I want to play for everybody. Is there something you were going to add, Alexis?
Well, yeah. So you put it was 1-1, 10-9 on penalties.
Yeah.
As soon as Everton won on penalties, the scoreboards around the stadium switched to 1-2, Millonarios Everton.
Yeah.
So they put the final score as Everton having scored 2 goals because Americans are like, you can't win a match. You can't win in a sporting event if both teams have the same goal tally.
Yeah.
Right? Because I just saw 10 of them go in. So I'm at least giving you one more goal.
Yeah.
It was like the whole thing. And they just kept that up. So when we went and talked to some of the Everton folks, I'm like, congratulations on winning 2-1. And they were just like, what is going on here?
Okay. So let me also be said, at least the score wasn't 11-10. Yeah. Okay.
Given a chance, they would have left it.
Right. Okay, let me play this real quick. This is from the Florida Cup. This is the crossbar shot. Oh, I got the wrong thing. All right, let me put it right now.
That's just our Instagram. Hit that follow button,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, hit that follow button. Okay, so this is...
That's right. We bing it, baby. We're the bing boys out here.
So this is from this is obviously the game. So Andres Townsend takes that. Let me play the audio. I'll start this again.
Which I can't hear. So just tell me what's being said.
But you can see the quote right there.
Okay, great.
So he said, my oh my, my sweet grandma's apple pie after hit the crossbar. So Football Ramble, shouts to Forum, they showed that. Everton had put that up on their social media. But this is not, you know, we know like iconic calls and iconic plays inside. You know, we have the Ray Hudsons that are clever and craft the English language in a way that would make it, you know, fun and unique for a match. We have Max Brados with the yeah. We know we have the Andres Cantor, right? The go, whatever. We know those.
Right.
My sweet grandma's apple pie is definitely a curveball. It is a new one.
Listen, I think the English just have a problem when they see us clearly advancing the sport, okay? And this is the problem. At first, they didn't want the three subs, right?
Yeah.
We told them, I think it's a good idea. You know what I mean? And now I think this is going to be next.
This was... quite the move. It was just a silly thing. It's one of those, you know, you sometimes you have to ask yourself, like, could they have found someone different that is not like a, yeah, somebody mentioned SEC. It says, Jorge says, what the WTF?
I think
sounds like they
was.
Got some SEC football announcers.
I think that's what it was. I think these are the people that work at the stadium normally. And they're like, announcers, we got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, where you gonna, you know what? Part of it is like, it's funny and entertaining and like, it's unique way. It's like it's a preseason match. I don't expect everything to go absolutely perfect. I don't, you know, they don't need to get Arlo White to do this. But, you know, you take a shot. I applaud the man for trying something a little bit different. That's all. What are you going to do? Well, of course, we got to roast him a little bit.
Remember that guy from Seattle who was like, fight and win.
Yes.
With like the weird scarf, like that guy kind of became like a meme and everyone made fun of him. But like other teams, even if it's ironic, have like done it now. They do that chant, right? I have a feeling announcers are going to say, my sweet grandma's apple pie now. Just even if it's, you know, ironically,
yeah,
this is going to become a thing.
I'll add it to the lexicon because it's fun. It's silly. Go for it. Okay, so yeah, so
I almost just dropped this juice all over the place.
A couple other things about the experience there. The game was great. Meeting all these Everton fans was super cool. And then I went to the Everton. I saw Tim Howard at the Footgolf game, and I got to walk up to him and I said, "Hey Tim, nice to meet you." I'm like, "You're the reason I'm an Evertonian." He was like, he couldn't have been happier. He was like, thank you so much for saying that. It was like super cool. He was a nice dude. Hopefully we can get him on the TV show soon. We met a bunch of the Everton staff. That was super cool too. They were all super nice. But then I went to the Everton live event that they did, like a Q&A with Tim Howard. And an author, his name is David France. I want to put this up. This is his book. It's called Toffee Soccer. He signed it. Right?
Is he American?
He is not American, but he lives in the United States. He is from Liverpool. This is
because he put Toffee Soccer, and it looks like the American flag on the front.
Right. So this is about it's a 600 page book about Everton and their influence in North America. Like everything that has any connection to North America is basic. So any like Americans or Canadians that played for Everton, or any time Everton had played in the United States, this is like a history of everything there. Like, look, this is a Montreal. It says a match they played in May 25th of 1961. This is the what is it called? The program, the match program of that. So there's like so he did like a Q&A. He's like a historian for Everton. He like just decided to be, he's like, nobody was doing this. There's no, like, nobody keeping archives. And he just decided to do it on his own. And he's like, now such a legendary fixture of the club. He like maintained Everton's history, connected with older players, you know, from like the 50s and 60s. A fascinating, fascinating man. And
I like what the chat has to say here. Nick Leach said, what font size did he use to get to 600 pages? Jay Hicks 6 put 600 pages. I hope it's got pictures. And FanXY put 72-point font.
There's a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures as well.
It seems more of like a coffee table book.
Kind of, yeah. But no, there's like, I mean, the you know, the beginning of it. A lot of words, bro. I mean, this is not a book Alexis will commit to reading, you know what I'm saying?
No. No. Not even gonna pretend.
but pick up the book if you're an Everton fan, or just like you know, a fan of like you know, football history and stuff like that. So I wanted to make sure I gave a plug. But yeah, I got even the Graham Stewart, Everton legend right here, autographed. Tim Howard, autographed.
Well Huzzah, hold on. Well Huzzah said toffee kit table book.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bro.
Shout out to Crimson Pizza also for subscribing.
Thank you.
My favorite official NWSL match commentary channel.
So that part of it was great. And Tim Howder was there as well. Shout out if you're listening to this and you were at that event, and there were a bunch of like Everton fans that came up to me and they were like, you know, a big fan of the show. Everyone was really nice. Just great. Yeah. Like I said before, I had never been around that many Everton fans. It was like that sense of community that I always see you have with Arsenal fans everywhere you go. It was nice to have that for myself for once. Everyone was super cool. Shouts to Clay, who is he's a Nashville SC fan. We met him at the tailgate. James from the American Toffee podcast. Go check that out. I did an episode like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. CJ, dude from New Orleans, he was there as well. Tony,
so many great people.
Yeah, everybody was super, super nice and supportive. So thanks. I got to hang out with them after the event as well. So just shouts to everybody who was out there. I mean, it was a great, great experience that helped me really definitely solidify and connect with Everton and Everton fans. It's definitely a thing I'm glad I got to go to. Okay.
Yeah, it's always cool when you do that. I still remember the first time I went to go see Arsenal perform. Arsenal play live.
What a
the band what are you stinks,
Arsenal on Broadway, you know.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. No music, no instruments. They're just kicking a ball around. It's not what I expected. But the first time I saw them play, I told D like we got to go like 3 hours early because I want to go to the pubs, and like a bunch of the fans told me where to go. They said you got to go to the Tollington. Go to the Tollington, and so I set up the meet to grab the season ticket card at the Tollington, which you need a season ticket card to get in. And the security guard was like, let me see your card, mate. And I was like, nah, I'm here to pick it up. And he was like, nah, mate, you can't get in without the card. I'm like, but I'm getting the card here. He's like, nah, you can't get in. So they have like a patio. So I had to meet the guy over the fence. He hands me the card and I go in. He goes, who'd you get it from? And I go, are you only asking me that because now you're going to kick that guy out because he doesn't have a card? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, I'm not telling you. He's like, all right, go in. But it was as soon as I walked in, it was a sea of Arsenal people, which I've hung out at Arsenal bars in the U.S. but there was something different about it. Like, there were like older guys who have all the pins and stuff on them, and like, you know, clearly go to every single match for the last like 40 years. There's a lot. There's something significant about getting a chance to be around other Arsenal fans or other fans of your favorite club. And it was pretty dope. It was cool. Something you don't get to do when you don't live across the street from your favorite Premier League team.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, yeah. And Jorge. Jorge, is this Jorge whose podcast we did from El Himno de Austin and all that stuff?
You can I would assume so.
I would assume so. We don't know too many Jorges with ATX in the name. Jorge asked, be honest, did Everton United look like... Oh, Jorge, yes it is. Oh, sweet, Jorge.
Very nice.
Buenas. He said, did Everton United look like an intra-squad game with white shorts, blue jerseys versus blue shorts with white jerseys? It was a little tough, but not too bad. And I want to... I'm glad you brought this up and bringing up Austin FC. Austin FC just played... had a heartbreaking loss to the Seattle Sounders last week from that wild almost midfield goal from Raul Ruiz Diaz in a game that Austin played very, very well in. But this game, Austin FC against the Seattle Sounders, both green teams on a green pitch, you couldn't tell them apart. It was really, really difficult. And you know, Austin has the black with the stripes, black stripes, yeah, the stripes. Green, but and then the back is black, but still a lot of green in general. And then Seattle Sounders are like the you know,
like rave green, yeah. Right?
And then the pitch, and then everybody I had tweeted about this exact. I'm like, I can't really tell them apart. And then I was reminded about the Serie A rule, that Serie A doesn't allow any green kits anymore.
They're done.
Yeah. Did you know about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it looks too much like the grass.
Yeah. And MLS is like, no. You wear glasses.
Everybody green here. Watch us instead, Sassuolo fans.
Okay. Well, all the teams are the color of money out here in MLS.
Yeah. Yo, we goody, son.
Crimson Pizza says, is that podcast that y'all did in Spanish? It was a good listen. That's right. We did podcast in entirely Spanish. We don't do it too often, but it's a great opportunity. So thanks. Thank you again, Jorge, for doing that. And Jorge, yeah, and Austin FC played with Seattle, and Seattle had five teenagers in the squad and won the game.
That was a little rough. Five players you never heard of.
Yeah. Also,
five players whose moms drove them to the game and y'all couldn't beat them.
Literally, I think the youngest was 15. But then they did kind of a similar lineup. Maybe they might have like three teenagers in the next game against Sporting Kansas City, and they did not do well. They got dominated.
It was a one-time thing, apparently.
And also were the unlucky ones.
Depth is a real problem for MLS. I don't know if you can pull it up on the browser. Let's take a look at the Premier League kits. They did a ranking.
I will do. I'll do exactly that.
Well, NBC Sports did a ranking of their top 20, and you know, us being the basic bees that we are, we went ahead and took a look at it. You know what I mean?
Mohamed Salah. Who are you wearing? Oh, Liverpool. Oh,
ooh. We love a good listicle. You know what I mean?
For real. Okay, let's bring it up.
Fan XY said, "Kits made out of the pitch, hilarious." Jay Hicks said, "You think they would have worn the Jimi Hendrix kit? Exactly. That would have been a great kit to wear."
I'm trying to get this ad out of the way, but I cannot. That's
Jess Howen said, "An hour late to the party." But better late than ever.
Love to see it. You come just bust in the door with a pun. That's the way to introduce yourself.
Kick in the bust in the door, wave in the 4-4.
Okay.
Right.
I can't get rid of that ad, everybody. So apologies. If
yeah, we don't know what to do there.
Watch
but,
just two other dudes. Don't watch that show. Watch this
one. Yeah, no. Different show. Which one's Christian? Which one's Alexis on that show?
Ask yourself, okay?
Put it in the chat. They're ranking these. I'll adjust the ranking as I see fit, but okay. It looks like we've got...
You're going to rank the fits how you see fit? Okay.
Hey, how I see fit. Great show.
Mm.
Whatchamacallit. So first we got Manchester City. What do you think of this kit? Kind of plain.
Look, the home kit is always more traditional. Not, you know, they don't go too crazy with it. The Manchester City, though, credit to them, have really fun away kits and third kits. They always try to do something really like special and unique. So
this one's a little classy. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave second to Liverpool, which if you go to the tweet, this kit is really nice. Keep going down a little bit. You see the tweet right there? Look at this bad boy.
Yeah.
So it's like a bone or off-white color, right? It's got the classic Big Bird logo versus the other, and it says LFC in really big letters. The knee, it's like the like a hard, almost like a neon reddish. Say,
Nick Lacious. Christian would be the guy with the weird mustache, the guy on the right.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't even think I can grow a mustache that, you know, pronounced.
Although he's kind of like a blend of the two of us because he got a big ass head and I got a big ass head.
You might just be sitting close to the camera, but okay.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the kit. It's got like the forest green on the sleeves.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a Liverpool kit. I'm not allowed to say anything positive about it or like it at all. But this is, I'll give credit, this is a strong colorway. You know what I mean? Like, the details are...
Right, it kind of looks like a Jordan 4 would be in this colorway.
Right, right. And it kind of gives you some Irish vibes. Don't you think? Like the Irish colors, like the flag.
Nah, that's more of like that British racing green kind of a green.
I don't know. I disagree. But I get it. But that's the first thing I thought of. It reminded me of Ireland.
I think you'll be excited about the next one if you scroll down.
Skeeter, you said, I think that jersey would have looked better if the collars were full orange. And I don't agree with that. I like this.
I don't agree with that either.
Detail there.
This is more of a fall.
Right.
What do we have here?
Everton at finishing three. Third. We talked about this when this was first released. I saw it. I saw it in Orlando. A couple of people had it. I like it. It is. It's a throwback.
It's just a black jersey, a black kit with an orange sash.
It's red. I would say closer to red.
Is it red?
Yeah, yeah. It's red.
So it's like a meme for all the Latinos out there.
When you see it in person, it is definitely, Nicolay said it looks like a traffic cone. Okay.
Yeah. A little bit.
Traffic cone color. That's just fine.
This looks like a guy who, the kid in school who yells at you that you're not allowed to be in the hall. Hall monitor.
Ben Goffrey was one of the, we were walking outside of the entrance to the locker room, and we saw Ben Goffrey outside, shirtless. Looking
as per our request.
That's what we said. Only shirtless Everton players, please.
Take it off if you want us to say hello. Then you got your other kit from Hummel, which is
the home
kit.
You
know, just like different shades of blue in it. It's all right.
Yeah, it's a little I forgot which kit. There was the a couple years ago. It looks similar to one of the other kits. I mean, again, the home kits. I'm usually not too harsh or critical on because they're always going to be kind of plain.
Now we have what I think is really the kit of the season.
Oh, really?
The only competition for me would be that Liverpool sort of off-white one, but it's the Emirates yellowish, kind of like a faded yellow. Mm-hmm. It's got just the cannon over the heart. I love it. The Emirates fly better is a little bit higher on this one. I just like this kit completely. I just love it. I think it's a good look.
Okay, no, with no bias whatsoever. I do like the cannon for the as the badge. I think that's...
I'm not as big a fan of their home kit, which has like the Ajax kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like white on the sleeves and then down a little bit of portion of the sides, red in the middle with the blue on the top. I don't hate it, and I'll probably end up buying one of these because this is like a nice standard. Excuse me, like a nice standard Arsenal kit, but that yellow one is like. I hate when everyone else is wearing like red and white and I show up in like the blue.
Hold on, I just want to give credit to Jay Hicks because this is a great joke. It says when Christian orders his Everton kit, it will say harmonica on the front instead of kazoo.
Boom. Got him.
Got me. That's a good one. That is a clever joke. I like it. I support it. Thank you, Jay Hicks. Okay.
So far, if you're keeping score with the rankings, Everton lost to Liverpool in the rivalry, right? Then came Arsenal. Now let's see who's fifth. St. Tottenham's Day, baby. We finished above Tottenham. And I don't know how you win with a white tee. How you in fifth with a white tee?
I don't know, bro.
There's literally nothing happening on this kit.
Yeah. I want to bring up the Inter Milan kits in a moment because those are great kits. Terrible sponsor that ruined the kit. Have you seen them?
Yeah, it's totally hideous. But before we do that, just go to the next Tottenham kit.
Oh yeah.
This again looks like that oily water mixture that's on the side of the off the curb.
Yeah, like when antifreeze spills onto the street. Yeah.
Yes, it's such an odd, but is it that, does look on, better
does,
on.
Does that still happen? I haven't seen antifreeze on the street in a long time. Remember, it used to be a normal thing.
Yeah, you moved
thing?
To Jersey.
But it doesn't do cars.
You don't have cars exploding in a parallel parking.
Do
spot
cars
in
spill
Jersey?
Antifreeze still? Did they fix that? Because that was like a very common thing.
Yes, there's antifreeze everywhere. But now they tell you to, like, you know, if that happens to you, you have to clean it up because apparently if dogs drink it, it kills them.
Apparently, if dogs drink antifreeze.
I mean, I'm not going to say try it, but.
I feel like you could speak a little bit more confidently that will hurt a dog or any mammal.
We could go through the rest of these kits, and there's some really nice ones. The Southampton one looks pretty normal. But here's what I want to bring up. Slide that, by the way, Manchester United getting no love. But go down to, let me see if I can find the one. I also love the fact that Aston Villa went with Grealish to be the one wearing the kit. Be like, he's still here, son.
Yeah.
You feel me? But go to number 13, because there's a new shirt manufacturer that seems to kind of be making waves, and it's this. Rangers has it. It's called Castore or something like that. Castore. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
But you've seen, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the two wings.
Yeah, yeah.
They have it. And there's another team. Wolves, if you go down two more, Wolves has it. Which this is a beautiful kit, the one that Wolves they did a great job with the Wolves one. Very classy
looking.
It's
like very subtle. Yeah, I like some of the details.
Subtle but very streamlined. Castore started in 2015. That's right. I read up on it. It was started by like two 20-year-old finance guys, which is what you always love to hear. but think about all those second tier shirt makers what is it, Homa, and companies like that. Now there's another one, Castore. Remember Carbrini?
I do not.
Oh, you don't remember Carbrini? Actually, go down to 20. Here's a little throwback. A lot of you guys are going to be pretty surprised by this. I didn't think they still make clothes. Kelme. Remember Kelme?
Juan Roman?
Requilme. No, Kelme used to make the old Real Madrid shirts with, remember it said Teca real big on the front?
I do not remember that at all.
Yeah, you do. Once you see the kit, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, dude, I haven't seen a Kelme shirt in forever, and I guess Watford signed with them. So I don't know what's going on here, but the other thing I'm noticing is it seems like the betting sponsors are all gone.
Betway is still right there on West Ham.
Yeah, but remember when, like, every kit had a betting sponsor? That seems to be not the wave anymore.
Maybe.
Stake.com? It might be betting. Who knows?
And but in the championship, they're all like the betting sites and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all like Mansion Bets and Bet369 and
Is that a rapper? Bet369?
Bet You Won't 69. That was another one.
Let me pull up those Inter kits because those are brutal. I mean, the great kits that are absolutely destroyed by the sponsor on the front.
Skeeter Yeet says, want to hear a joke? The answer is always yes.
Oh, wait, where's the other one? Okay. Oh, this is the new one that they, this is the away kit.
Yeah, with the snakes.
With the snakes.
And now, if obviously most people here know forever. I can't even remember a time before it. I think the only sponsor ever on Inter kits has been
Pirelli.
Pirelli, yeah. So it's going to be weird for it to have a different sponsor. And you know what they went with?
They went with Inter, I guess their own sort of.
Dude, they are sponsoring their own kit.
Inter fan token by Socios.com. It is I mean, it's a great kit, that, and I think a lot of people are going to look into how do I get the kit without the sponsor on it, because it really takes away. I mean, this the other kit is really the one that it truly kills. Sorry for scrolling a bunch. I'll find it and put it up there.
Board Martin says, got to get Gully Bucks on a kit. Hell yeah, dog. Away Days 84 says, wait, is their sponsor their own crypto? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Sorry, Pirelli. We gonna bet on ourselves, my G.
And then this kit, which is also pretty cool, which is like the snakeskin sequin kind of look.
Yeah, it's odd. It looks really bad in photos, but I saw it in person. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's like something you would wear to... What was that? The nightclub in the 70s?
Studio 54.
Studio 54. This is what you would wear. You would do coke in the bathroom wearing this. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It would just show, unfortunately, on this shirt.
Yeah, you would know exactly who brought the coke to the bathroom. Stephen Jumper just said, "Why the snake?" I don't know though. Is there any connection to snakes for them?
Yeah, that they're like, it looks dope. Leave me alone.
You're gonna get bit, okay?
That's my answer to why a snake. David from Tampa said this. Hold on, I wish clubs would let you pay a premium to get the jersey without the sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
What do you think about that?
It depends on the kit. Like let's say that, look, the AFC Richmond kit right now, I have it without the sponsor. There's no Dubai Air.
And I hate it.
Yeah, you hate it, but I kind of like it. I hate it. Yeah. I think it'd be great to have the option, but hold on,
Liz 40 said they were tired of Pirelli as the sponsor. Yes. Yes. Why aren't we are so sleep deprived. I can barely keep my eyes open right now. So I am so happy you guys are here, because you are absolutely killing
puns,
it.
Puns are the only thing that keep us awake. It is our go juice, all right?
Yeah. And by the way, it's our go juice. It's my energy drink is a good pun. Hey, Epic Draz says, first time catching a stream. What's up? What's up, Epic Dress? Thanks for hanging out. We're recording a podcast right now. Say something funny and you'll get on. Although you just got on because you said that.
hit the follow button if you have not, by the way. Please.
Whatchamacallit? Someone asked, did they go back? Oh, yeah. Board Martin said, did they go back to their old logo? No, they did not. They are riding with that.
Mm-hmm.
Impact in Montreal logo. That got thrown in the garbage. And one of the Inter Milan guys found it.
Okay. Let's get into Premier League stuff. Obviously, a couple signings that we should discuss. I forgot who brought it up earlier. But Rafael Varane
has been announced
to Manchester United. Not Mango. Okay, I get it. He's a big fan of Rafael.
Well, he's a big fan of transfers. Doesn't really like Rafael.
Okay. So, Rafael Varane, well, how are we feeling about this move for Manchester United?
Well, I was live on the Complex show when it dropped, and obviously everyone knows Flex is a big Manchester United influencer and a big fan, so he's wildly excited about it, and I think they kind of should be, because it's a pretty good deal, right? I think a max $42 million,
yeah,
for a player of his ilk.
It was $35 the dollars, I guess, maybe, I don't know what.
No, I think it goes to $42 with all of like the potential add-ons.
Okay,
like, the max it could cost them is $42, but. Real Madrid released a statement. Let's see if I can find it real quick. But it was, it kind of put things into perspective. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Okay. Jess Howland said, I'm going to miss him at Real Madrid. A good, solid, reliable player. I don't know. You lost both of your center backs. Sergio Ramos obviously didn't play too much because of injury, but losing Varane, I'm a little bit worried. I know Real Madrid also lost in their first preseason match. you got to worry a little bit of what their season is going to be like. Who is going to, and I honestly do not know, who played the majority of those minutes with Varane at Real Madrid, and who are they going to be their starting center backs? Because this is going to be a bad.
Nobody wants to go into a season with two, like, makeshift center backs.
Yeah.
You don't want to go into a season with one. So, but here's Real Madrid's statement. Our club thanks him for his professionalism and exemplary behavior during the 10 seasons in which he has defended our shirt, with which he has won 18 titles. That's 4 Champions Leagues, 4 Club World Cups, 3 European Super Cups, 3 Leagues, 1 King's Cup, and 3 Spanish Super Cups. My God.
Yeah. Okay. Good resume. Good there. Jay Hicks said they got so they're gonna be, it's gonna be Alaba and Eder Militao. Yeah. Okay. Not bad. I think Alaba will do well there.
Alaba's great.
Yeah. Okay.
18 titles. That's too many parades, dude.
Yeah. What is a reason to have a parade? When you win the league, or you don't get a parade for like winning FA Cup or something like that? Or like,
yeah, of course you do.
You do.
Yeah. It's a trophy. But I don't think you get it. Man, maybe you do for Carabao Cup. You don't get it for the Community Shield. They'd be like, why don't you relax?
Okay. Take the subway with it. Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Dude, here, take my Oyster card. Get on the tube. You know? That's fun.
I think, well, I guess for a team like Real Madrid, they probably just wait until the end of the year, and whatever trophies they win, they do one. Or they do a separate parade for every.
Oh, you get a parade
for like
per trophy.
Copa del Rey. Everything.
Because they're all won at different times.
That's interesting. Is that?
I like how you're like, this is such an Everton fan being like, I don't even know. I wouldn't even begin to get it. I guess you truncate, you compress all of your trophies
it's just,
into one parade.
You're just, it's so much sticker tape. Why use all this sticker tape? I
mean, buddy, it's the broken window theory. You know how much money the city makes on cleaning all that ticker
tape?
You have one trophy. Everton probably having a boat parade in Orlando right now.
in some swamp, you know?
Down the lazy river at Disney's Blizzard Beach.
Oh, my God. You can be on, take the trophy on, what are those, the boats with the big fans on them?
Oh, the airboats.
Is that what they call the airboats?
Yeah, like the swap runners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you just take that.
Bord Martin, when we were talking about Varane's resume, Bord Martin put good resume, but has he completed a perfect pass to Kaká?
Always. It feels like something's missing, you know?
I don't know, Varane. Maybe you just ain't got it, you know? Maybe you need to host a celebrity match before you can really play with the big boys in the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about the fact that some fans think, and this came up in the Complex show, people said he wasn't robust enough for the Premier League. The man won a World Cup and 18 titles.
I'm not gonna sit here and talk about how busty Rafael Varane is, okay?
Well, luckily for everyone, I will. Now, let's break it down.
That is not where we do this.
I hired a private detective to take shirtless photos of him. So these are exclusive. Pull them up, Christian.
I think he'll... I mean, the dude won a World Cup. He's great. I mean, look, he's not. We'll get to see if you know he can handle that physicality, because it's Premier League is much more physical than La Liga. I hate speaking that vaguely or that generally, because yeah, both leagues are physical, but the players in the Premier League are just physically larger. Most rosters are just, the dudes are just bigger. They're just brick houses. The Burnleys, the Watfords, there's just like, hey, we need a big lad in there.
Find me a brick house. Find me 4 brick houses, and that's my back line.
Exactly. So there's gonna
carpenters
be,
back there, you know.
There's gonna be a couple of those teams that is, you know, the lower half of La Liga plays like the top half of La Liga as far as what the rosters look like.
Right.
So and the Premier League is obviously not like that. So
I will say, I mean, and look, people said like he's faced Prem teams in Champions League, LOL. That's board. Martin Crimson Pizza says not robust enough. Is he a pasta sauce? Which we'll call it. And I do think it's a bit overblown, that idea. But to your point, there is something different about week in and week out having to face Premier League teams. So we'll see if it's something he can keep up with, which I do think he will. I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, and Manchester United are they're in a good place, but they finished in second place. I hate that people talk about Manchester United like it is a passion project that needs to be overhauled. Like, they're a good team, and but it's Manchester City that's also in that same league, and the level of excellence has just been raised to such a high bar that is what makes Manchester United seem like they're so far away. But they lost the league by, was it 10 points, about 10, 12 points? I don't think it was more than that. Jay Hicks said, Varane is going to do fine. If Phil Jones managed to do it, he can too. That's right.
That's true. Did he do it well? Who knows?
Adria, thank you so much for the follow. Hit that follow button if you have not yet. If you're enjoying all the puns and jokes from us, from the chat, hit that follow
David from button. Tampa said, playing a Prem team once or twice in a season in the Champions League isn't the same as playing them every week. Just ask Timo Werner.
The Freddie A said, in the words of Wenger, top four is a trophy. It is. It is very
hilarious.
Valuable.
Skeeter Yeet said, funny thing is, Donny van de Beek's job title is literally on the Manchester United kit. Team viewer. Wildly disrespectful.
Shouts to everybody in the IT world, because I've been using Team Viewer for probably like 10 years, providing IT support. It is a great, any other service existed like that, I mean, it was the one that changed the game of how easily you could connect to like a client's computer and take access of it and control it and fix whatever IT problem
that
they had.
Are your IT group chats going crazy right now? Like, this is our time.
Finally, we're getting recognition, okay?
It's about time.
Where's Norton antivirus, all right?
Back in the day, if you wanted to control somebody's computer, you needed a Russian hacker until Team Viewer came through.
Let's go. Because a lot of people, before Team Viewer, I used to be on the phone trying to walk people through how to fix problems, and I had to be like, oh, I move here, and they had to tell me what they were seeing on the screen and all this other stuff. It was a nightmare. Look, well, as I said, I put that shit on my granny's computer day one. Let's go.
Hell yeah, dog. You move some of your finances to her name. You feel me?
Shout out to Freddie Alarcon gifting a couple subs. What, five, I think? Six? Yo, shout out to you.
Five tier one subs. Shouts to you. Shouts to everybody hanging out in the chat. Even if you ain't chatting, you just got yourself a free sub. Look at that. Five of you.
Thank you.
David from Tampa said, Freddie is daddy. Okay.
Let's go. Okay.
Brass Monkey URS said, what up, soccer cooligan? Sorry I'm late. If you haven't already, what do you say to people who criticize Arsenal for splashing the cash, but apparently on the wrong players given the availability of Sancho and Varane? Which, Varane for what, 35 million, right, as the base number?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at Ben White for 50 million. I don't know. I kind of like Ben White, and he's younger. I think he fits us a little better.
I didn't really pay attention to Ben White that much, but everybody's, I saw a couple bright.
Can I let you know a little secret? None of us did until we bought him. No, he was actually pretty good. He's a pretty good defender. He's over at Brighton. I mean, I would find it difficult to get a player to come from Real Madrid to Arsenal, only because Arsenal doesn't have European competition. They're not in a European competition, I should say. But to get someone to come from Brighton, I mean, I think this is where Arsenal is we need to start plucking the best players from these smaller clubs.
Okay. Yeah.
Until we can get back into that higher level.
Yeah. It was interesting listening to Tim Howard, listening to a lot of the other like former players at Everton. You can kind of talk about kind of the state of the club and the roster. And there, one interesting thing was about stability, right? And Tim Howard mentioned this about how Everton is not used to switching managers every couple years. Like they had long stretches, David Moyes and Roberto Martinez. So they like, especially in his during his time, he's like, I've had two managers, and that's. And they taught me what they taught me, and it was like they cared about the club, and this is kind of the Everton is dealing with this, but Arsenal also dealing with this. Like, it's gonna take time to for Mikel to bring in his players and get the philosophy instilled. Like, so even when we were talking to Gilberto Silva about like we give him one more year, like that. I mean, the level's so high, but clearly it would be so much better. If he had like 2 years, you know what I mean? Like to really.
Sure, because then you really get to put your plan in place.
Yeah, and I think he could do something.
At Everton, you get, as long as you're not getting relegated, you're going to have a chance to get a couple of years. Excuse me. You don't get that at Arsenal. I'm surprised Arteta's been given the time he has. And I want to say, Jess Howen says, but we've, being Real Madrid, have sent multiple players to Arsenal. It's part of why I adopted them. While that case may be true, that's back in the day when we were both competing in Champions League. Yeah. You know what I mean? That Arsenal hasn't been that in a few years now. So Arsenal needs to build themselves back to that level. And that's why I'm catching a lot of shit, because I'm not saying like Arsenal needs to be in second place or we haven't, you know, progress. Like, I'm fine with continuously building slower and making sure that we're not just out here buying the biggest name every year in hopes that that fixes the problem. Okay. I want to get to the point where your ESRs and your Sakas and your Pepes are getting the players around them that make them better, so that when we do get to that level, we're so stacked with talent that we're never going to leave it again. Right. And that's kind of where it felt like Wenger was for a while. And then obviously that started to slip. But that's kind of where I want to see it back.
Okay.
And it sounds like Odegaard is going to do what he can do to get back. Yeah, I mean, Odegaard clearly loved, but I don't know if he can come back to Arsenal. I don't know if Arsenal would spend the money, but it looks like, you know, Odegaard would probably go for about 30 to 40 million. And for some reason, they want to spend that on Tammy Abraham, which I do like. I like Tammy Abraham, but I don't know if that's for $40 million. No, I don't. That's a $17 million player to me.
Really? I mean, mm-hmm. Look, he didn't play much, you know, the last few months, but when he was playing under Lampard, he was getting buckets. He was scoring. I mean, they just
He was good. He was good.
Chelsea were giving up goals, but that wasn't his issue or his problem.
He needs to go on loan. He needs to go on loan to a smaller club, because I think he would ball. He would ball at like a Newcastle. Mm. You know what I mean? He would ball at one of these other clubs. Jay Hicks 6 says Arsenal is rebuilding until they're able to compete for those world class guys. Exactly what I'm saying. It's more about rebuilding in strength for strength and depth of the season, than rather than just pursuing a championship, because they're not just there yet.
Yeah.
Literally exactly what I'm saying, and I agree with you, Jay Hicks. I hope you agree as well that that's the right move. It's, you know, you build the foundation of the building a little bit stronger, as opposed to just, you know, whatever, quick, let's get it up. That's kind of what I like.
Okay.
And I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that.
Okay, a couple other things. We should probably wrap up soon. Anything else? Dortmund signed Daniel Malen, from the Netherlands. He was playing at PSV. He's a guy who always shows up in FIFA a lot. A lot of people get, you know, I always.
What does he get, like a great season of the team of the season?
I think he's like fast in FIFA or something like that. But that should be a good move. Daniel Malen, didn't he come from Arsenal Academy or something like that? Because Arsenal are getting money for this sale.
Let's find out. Clicked on him.
I'm not mistaken. I think he was developed at Arsenal.
He spent 2 years here, 2015 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Also, pull him up on on Wikipedia real quick.
Okay.
I want you to see his photo.
Okay. Let's bing it.
Right. So he played at Jong PSV, which is the other one they have. Look at this photo. Pusheisty. What happened here? Why is this the photo you picked?
I mean, he didn't pick it, obviously.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Wikipedia. Why is this? This guy probably takes 1,000 photos like a year.
Yeah.
And this is the one you pick where he's got like kind of like a face.
I'm waiting for his new single. I mean,
right?
This goes hard, this photo. All right.
Dude, I mean, he spent 2 years here in his youth career, so we might have some sell-on clause. So let's get that money. Malin joined up due to Arsenal being side of his heroes, Thierry Henry and Dennis Bergkamp. All right. Clearly, this kid knows what he's doing. He's got great talent. He's got a good eye. And I think Danielle is going to be just fine.
Going, Colobanco said he drops bars and goals. All right. Liz 40 said, I'm a Villa fan. There's so many rumors about Jack Grealish and Man City. I personally don't think it'll happen at all, but thoughts. Maybe this is where we'll end. Manchester City, there's still those talks about Harry Kane and about Jack Grealish. And I think it feels like one of those moves will happen, but not both. The Tottenham and who's the president of Tottenham? I forgot the guy's name.
Daniel Levy.
Levy. Saying Harry Kane is not going anywhere. Said it a billion times. Nuno's like, he's staying. We haven't heard anything.
$160 million.
We haven't heard anything from Harry Kane saying that I'm definitely staying, because we know that I believe he did put in a transfer request. But who knows exactly what's going to happen.
By the way, £160 million. My bad.
Right. So the... So I think Manchester City is not... I think they're waiting to see what happens with Harry Kane. And if it doesn't, I think they go for Jack Grealish.
I mean, there's not that much time to get... I feel like, you know, £100 million deal is going to take a while to negotiate. I don't think that's going to be a slam dunk. I don't think that's a 1-2-3.
Sure.
So we're starting to run out of time. And I know the transfer window stays open into the season. It just doesn't feel like these are... what if Harry Kane starts really scoring like crazy... Tottenham's going to be even more inspired to keep him. Same thing happens with Aston Villa with Jack Grealish.
Also, speaking of Tottenham, the young man's son did re-sign till 2026. So that is...
So he remains an enemy.
So
it's a real shame. Nice guy from everything I hear.
Right. And so that I think that is a move to try to also keep Harry Kane to not go anywhere.
Now your boy staying, huh?
So
that's like when you're at a club and you're talking to a girl and one of her friends is like, we gotta go, and now you've got to find a way to get her to want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So that the girl you're talking to wants to stay. That's what they did. Heung-min's son is the girl that's like, we gotta go. And they found like, all right, look, just bought her a drink and a meal. Mm-hmm. So she's gonna be here at least another 45.
Okay,
you're not leaving, are you? Come on, Kane.
Well, Harry Kane is the one who's saying that we gotta go.
No. In this scenario,
okay,
you're buying the one, so you hope the girl you're talking to stays.
Got
Harry Kane is the girl you're talking to.
Okay, dating tips with Alexis Guerreros.
Just buy everybody drinks, baby.
So we'll see. I think one of those moves is happening. That's if I have to guess. I think one of them is happening. Okay.
Which one do you think it'll be?
I think Jack. I mean, can Aston Villa turn down a ton of money for Nemeg? He just opened up my soccer bag with, like, I have, like, cones and my cleats and everything, and they're literally all over the floor right now.
This is what you get.
So, I think Aston Villa, it would be difficult to turn down that sum of money that Manchester City could offer.
Yeah, if you're Aston Villa, you got to make that deal. Although maybe you feel like, we stand to make that kind of money with just him being here. Because I bet you that boy sells shirts.
Yeah. Skeeter Yee, what would you like us to talk about? Saying that there's something I want you to touch on before you leave. What do you want us to talk about? Okay. Get it in the chat.
Hurry up, Skeeter Yee.
Cruiser Pizza says,
that's also what they say to the girl who's trying to leave the club. Apparently, L'Equipe, which is a reliable French newspaper, thank you for saying that, reported that France football will give out 2 Ballon d'Ors this year. One for the 2020 season and one for the 2021 season.
What?
Of course everyone wants that to happen, but will it really happen is the question. Anything that gets Lewandowski the Ballon d'Or that he deserves,
yeah.
I think we should do.
It seems strange to correct the mistake. I say correct the mistake by just giving it to Robert Lewandowski this year for what he did last year.
Nah, that's messed up. Because then you're taking it away from someone this year.
They shouldn't have taken it away from the last year.
So then give out a 2020 Ballon d'Or.
I don't know. I mean, it's I mean, whatever. The problem with trophies for sports, it's like you already won the championship. You've already received the trophy. You've already succeeded. And now we give you another award to say that you succeeded. It makes no sense.
This is clearly someone who didn't play sports growing up in a professional, not professional, but like
wealth,
in a team setting.
The fame are already rewards enough. How many we need to give you another one to just say like, oh, you're really the best.
Dude, it's not even that. Think about these guys where, you know, you get a chance to win something that's meaningful for their careers, how hard they've worked. Everything else is a team trophy. Treem Tofi is what I was going to say there.
Everything else is
everything is a team trophy, but you get to win an individual award. It's like how meaningful it is to get in like the Hall of Fame or something. You know what I mean? You got to do it. You got to give it to him.
I say we give it to him. I'm 100% a fan of that. But even that, Hall of Fame, MVPs, yes, they are meaningful. Of course, they're significant, but it's also overindulgent. Let's not be crazy. You're already incredibly wealthy, incredibly famous. You get adoration. You get everything, and then you get a trophy for that. It's a lot. Let's not be crazy.
Look, people are saying they got to give it to Messi, and Jay Hicks 6 says with an international trophy finally under his belt, you got to give it to him. You're gonna take that away from Messi just to give it to Lewandowski, who deserves it for 2020, but not for this year?
I
honestly don't think you know what I'm talking about.
He has 6 of them.
It doesn't matter. You don't think the slice I had yesterday means as much to me as the one I had 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Because Pete said, Christian, who hurt you? Nobody hurt me. Oh, my goodness.
No individual awards. Everyone gets an... You know what? There's no Premier League champion. The table is all E for effort. Participation trophies left and right.
Okay. All right, everybody. That's what we'll end on the trophy debate. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know how you feel about individual awards. Christian better keep this energy if Cooligans ever win some award. I will keep that energy. Yes.
When he wins like the golden boot, you know what I mean? He's going to spit on it and hand it back. I don't need that.
The golden pizza.
I did this for the team.
The golden pizza.
Buddy.
wait, maybe we should have an award show where we give.
The pizza door?
The pizza door. I like it. I like it.
I'm down.
Crimson Pizza said, show us on the Pagel where the celebrity hurt you. It is, yeah.
You think I wouldn't accept an award for the beautiful pass to Kaká? I would.
When Christian gets the participation trophy for the soccer season, he's going to be lit. That's right.
Best haircut of the season. You're talking about, for a Christian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although he hates it. He wants it. He wants I don't think you've ever had a hair in your face.
All right. No. This is very new and different. I'm not a big fan of this look for me. Some people have given me compliments, but, I said, I don't want your awards.
I did it for the team.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging out and tuning in. We are here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans or eltwitch.com. Come and check out. Join us on the stream. We always have a great time. The Twitcheteros are always crushing it. Best chat on this website, for real.
By far the funniest chat. Hit that follow button if you haven't already. We've got 3 this stream. Come on, you can do better than that. Hit that damn follow button. Why are you watching if you're not going to hit that follow button?
Yeah, you're what, a monster?
That made no sense. Tell your friends.
So a couple things to look forward to. I don't want to spoil it if we just in case it doesn't happen. But I'll say this. We, on Sunday, on the TV show, we will have a U.S. Women's National Team player on the program that I think, a lot of people are fans of, and I believe you will enjoy it. I don't want to spoil it just in case it doesn't happen, but because, you know, schedules and a lot of things happen. But Liz 40 said, awesome first stream. Oh, Liz, okay, sweet.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget, we're here every Tuesday doing the Prem Show, baby.
Yes, and then
if you want, Liz, if you want to relive this fun time, tomorrow morning this will be out as a podcast. So if you're listening right now, Liz, oh my God, Inception! I'm talking to you yesterday, and you're listening right now on the podcast.
Dave from Tampa just says, still waiting on someone to do the Daryl Grove Soccer Podcast of the Year Award. I missed the guy. Oh, that would be a great thing. Maybe, you know, we're coming up on a year of is passing. Maybe that's something we try to figure out how to do. And
I think my wife is actually going to meet up with his wife when she's in town.
Okay,
so I might see her. But yes, I very dearly miss Daryl as much as everyone else. I can't wait to see her just to have a connection to him again.
Yeah.
And someone asked, Nick Lee said, wait, is Alexa drinking carrot juice? My wife handed me this during the show. And then guess what, guys? You didn't hear it. Just to remind you who's the noisy one that can't keep for an hour and a half it quiet for the show. But yeah, it's got a bunch of stuff in here. I asked for the Berry Blast, which is essentially not a fruit. It's a fruit juice in the sense that it's basically sugar laden. And my wife got me not that, probably something a lot healthier. But it was good. It was orange juice base. Okay. And it helped with my voice, which I'm happy about.
All right. Yes, tune in Sunday, 7 p.m. Fubo Sports Network. You can watch if you have Fubo TV, use the app. You'll see our faces there. Or if you just want to watch for free, you can watch on the website FuboSportsNetwork.com, or you can use the Roku app, Pluto TV, a bunch of other services if you want to watch the show. Nicolay said, that's a Christian drink. That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Hey, he's a different man. He ate the waffle burger in Orlando.
Yeah, dude. If you looked at our IG stories, it was crazy, okay?
Dude, I had a side salad. Christian's out here eating a burger between two Belgian waffles. He stopped caring.
I was hungry. I didn't finish it. It was definitely too much. But
yeah, no. I mean, we could have left without that because everyone just thought you were a gobbling. You know what I mean?
Okay. I had a meaningful, like a very reasonable amount of the waffle burger.
Look at this. Liz 40 said, this pod has been getting me through some work shifts. Thank you so much. And David from Tampa said, I listen to this pod Monday and Wednesday mornings now to start my days in office. Welcome back to the office.
Okay.
Thank you so much for using Cooligans as your way of escaping it, even for a little bit.
Yes, and if you haven't left a review on Apple Podcasts, do that. Right now, we appreciate it. It helps more people hear about the show. Did we get any new reviews? Let me just take a quick look. We did. Let's take a look at it. We got 5 stars from this is our first time reading. I have no idea what this says. It says Matt 22 balls. Okay.
Okay.
That's our fan base. All right.
Can I say something? That's 20 too many balls.
It says, got me feeling gully. These guys really do live up to the quote unquote funniest soccer pod status, being stateside and enveloping myself in as many footy pods as my brain and time can manage. Cooligans is in my top 3. I'm fortunate enough to chat with Alexis from time to time via socials, and it makes this show all the more enjoyable. Though I'm still a toffee, can't recommend this pod enough. Let's go.
Come on. Who is this? Who am I talking to on socials?
Who is Matt 22 balls? All right.
Let me see all those balls if you really want to prove you're a fan.
Yes. Leave a review. Thank you, Colo Blanco. Also, follow our mod on Twitch, Colo Blanco. He streams himself as well.
The best damn mod in the business.
Without a doubt.
All right. So hit that exclamation point outro.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. Do we do that?
Do we do?
Yeah, we do have that.
I think it is in there as well. Sunday, make sure you watch that show on Fubo TV, appointment television. It's going to be great. And then, a lot more fun podcasts coming soon. And make sure if you want to listen to that exclusive podcast, it is only for Gully Squad. I'm telling you, it is wild. It is egregious.
It's going to remind you of the early Cooligans days.
Right,
when
right.
We had no responsibility.
It is the first podcast that we have done in the same room in over a year, so it was definitely cool and meaningful. That was in Orlando. It definitely brought back the days of on tour with Total Soccer Show, being in hotel rooms doing podcasts and stuff like that. It was always really fun. So go to shoutstous.com if you'd like to join Gully Squad. I'm telling you, dope Slack channel. Also, this has been, again, the community is becoming its own thing outside of us. We just had our first official Gully Squad D&D game.
Dungeons and Dragons game over Zoom, right?
Over Zoom, I believe. Yeah, I saw this. Jess Howen, a couple other folks were playing as well. So if you are into Dungeons and Dragons and into people who like soccer and comedy, this is your this is the Gully Squad is for you. So go shoutsus.com and join. You can also see some of the older content. We had the MLS roast that we did at ISC, and then you can listen. We have video and audio of this of the podcast from the hotel room, and we call it the No Cap Recap.
Was organically. It's a wild episode. If anyone, please don't share this outside of Gully Squad, because if anybody heard this, we'd get in trouble.
For real, this is a secret pod only for our most dedicated supporters. So, go and join Gully Squad. All right.
Maybe we'll release like a clip or two of it, but yeah, that whole thing is staying in a vault. You know what I mean?
All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in on Twitch and the podcast. We appreciate you. Be well. Take care. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans! Ow, my voice.